Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Orioles at Toronto tonight. Take it on the Blue Jays, Rogers Center, Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, coming up at 6. Getting you ready for the opener of this three-game series. You don't want to miss it. Rich Dubroff joins us later. BaltimoreBaseball.com. And then Heston Kerstedt, one of the Orioles' top prospects, will be joining us around 1:30. OTAs for the Ravens start on Monday. Here to talk about that, featured artist Friday, it's Bruno Mars for PressBoxOnline.com. He's on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Bo Smolka. Bo, what's going on? Good morning on this Black Eyed Susan Friday.
Hi, good morning to you all.
All right, let's get to football school. Vinny's been running hot for 2 weeks because Lamar wasn't there. Bo, were you percolating, or is this nothing to see here, please disperse story?
Oh, I mean, I think they want him there. I mean, you got a new offensive coordinator. You have a totally new playbook and terminology. You have new receivers who, frankly, aren't there either. And the running backs weren't there. So to some sense, it would be incomplete no matter what. But I think for the quarterback who just signed a huge deal and the new offensive coordinator who has an entirely new system being put in place, the more the better, and it would serve him well, Lamar Jackson, that is, if he were there. Of course, it's voluntary. By the CBA, they can't make him be there. But I know for a fact John Harbaugh wants him there.
Now, you mentioned the new offense coordinator, Todd Monken. Your observations of him, personality-wise, as Vinny has said, it seems like it's night and day between he and Greg Roman. And I'm not saying Greg Roman was a drip with no personality, but how they run things, what are we expecting to see over the next few weeks into training camp coming up around August 1st?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of energy. It's tricky because I don't have anything to compare in the sense that we never saw Greg Roman at this football school. This is the first time I've been able to watch this football school, they call it, before OTAs, but you do see energy and a pace with Todd Monken. And again, he's not, because of the way the football school is structured, they're not playing against defensive players. And a lot of your starters aren't there, but they're lining up in their, formations, and they're running offensive plays against air, as it were, and they're moving down the field quickly. He wants them ready. He wants them going. And you start to build that now, and the idea is once you get that mentality now, then it's in place for OTAs, and it's further in place for minicamp, and it's further in place for training camp. And so I think Todd Monken is working on that now. And again, a lot of those key guys aren't here, so they're not getting that yet. They'll get it quickly once they get here. But you do sense the pace and the energy that Monken brings.
Hey, Bo, I'm anticipating maybe the only one not being here on Monday would be Odell. Other than that, I expect everybody else here.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know if Patrick Queen will be there.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Queen would be the other one, yeah.
So that's one I'd kind of be surprised if Patrick Queen is there. I mean, there's a guy who didn't – his fifth-year option was not picked up, and I'm not sure he wants to be going into a contract year with that mentality, worried about getting hurt in OTAs and not having to be there if it's voluntary. We'll see. It would be great if he was. And so I think they want everyone there for sure. I think everyone's waiting to see if Lamar Jackson comes for day one of OTAs, which is Monday. We're allowed to be out there on Wednesday. But I think if Lamar Jackson's there on Monday, then the Ravens are going to be sure to put something out, public video of him out there on the field. But other guys, Andrews, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards,
Bateman.
Rashad Bateman, none of those guys have been here for the time that we've seen. Yeah, Zeitler, Stanley, the main offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, for this football school, you know what? I just as soon see Ben Cleveland get these reps than Kevin Zeitler, right? Let him be out there doing this work right now. Zeitler's a pro. He's going to be taking care of himself. I have no issues about some of these guys being ready. But once they get to OTAs, the tenor will change, right? Because now you can do a little more on the field with the other, with the rest of the team. And I think it would be great if most of the guys are out there. I think we will see a lot of them. Sometimes guys will come the second week of OTAs and not the first week. And so we'll see. I'm not sure it'll be all but Queen and Odell Beckham, but I think attendance will be fairly high.
I thought it was kind of cool to watch Roquan at practice. I mean, because the biggest thing when I go out there, Bo, is they don't have jerseys on, and I don't know what they look like, you know? But it was easy to pick out which one Roquan Smith was.
Yeah, he's out there kind of in command of that defensive alignment. And, I mean, he just is. You can see him. He's got a lot of bounce in his step. He just likes being out there. And it was. He commands. And I'll also say this. Marlon Humphrey's almost always out there.
Yes.
And you know, Marlon Humphrey got the big contract too. But this is a guy who just wants to be out there at any time. And so I give him a lot of credit for that, because he's a high-priced veteran who could easily be staying away. But there he is out there grinding with all the guys. He was out there 2 weeks ago. He was out there again this week. And there's times in the season you'll see Marlon Humphrey just throw on a little special team penny and take a full speed rep down the sideline with a special teams unit just cause. So that guy just has so much motor and energy, and you know, that other, the young guys are going to feed off that. So I give Humphrey a lot of credit for being out there as well. But yeah, you can definitely see Roquan Smith commands a presence out there.
Now, what was your impression? Because he was standing right in front of us, basically Chuck Smith, and Owe and Ajabo both talked, you know, highly of him afterwards too.
Yeah, I think they have big things playing. I mean, I think they're really pleased to have him on board here, and the players are to hear Owe and Ajabo talk about it. They're really, really liking what he brings. And you know, we're watching the defensive practice. Well, the way they structure this football school, the offense is on the field for about half an hour. We can watch. Then the specialists, and then the defense, because they can't be offense and defense against each other. It's part of the way the setup is. So you see just the defensive guys working on their own, and you see the offense guys working on their own. But they do this drill, this get-off drill, where he's back there with, and the two defensive linemen are supposed to, you know, the ball gets snapped, and they got to fire and win the, like, 2 5-yard sprint to the hand and make a tag and win the contest. They love the competitive nature of it. The guys love the competitive nature of it. They love ribbing each other if someone wins or loses. But Ajabo and Owe both, you know, really seem to be thriving. And, you know, Ajabo is a guy, to me, looks terrific. I know they're not in pads, and it's air, and it's early, and all of that. But this is a guy who's very hungry. After he said patience was tough last year when he got hurt and had to sit around through the first round of the draft. Then he gets drafted, and he has to sit around almost all year. Finally gets to play a little. Now he feels 100%. He's hungry, and I think he looks terrific.
I would say, Bo, correct me if I'm wrong, the two guys that, you know, really changed their bodies around, maybe three, if you throw in Michael Pierce, but Kolar and Ajabo look, you know, bigger, thicker, stronger, whatever you want to say. They look the part now.
No, they looked the part again. And again, Kolar's another guy we hardly saw last year, because he got hurt. He had a sports hernia in the training camp, and he was on IR for the first half of the season. Finally got to see him a little bit late. But he does look noticeably bigger. And you know, his role is going to be what it is. You also have Isaiah Likely, who, again, throwing passes on air looks terrific. And Mark Andrews wasn't even there. So, but Kolar will fight for his time in that tight end group. But he does look very good. And you mentioned Pierce. Pierce looks good, too. I thought Justin Madubuike looks really good, too. And so, you know, these guys that are there look good. Almost the entire defensive front was there.
Yep.
Both times we were out there the last 2 weeks. So I think every defensive lineman was there, if I'm trying to remember any that weren't, but they all look good. So, yeah, I agree with you. Kolar looks the part, and as I said, Ojabo definitely does.
Bo Smolka covers the Ravens for PressBox at PressBoxOnline.com. Bo, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy your Preakness weekend, my friend.
All right, thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, Bo.
Bo Smolka's video at 81057. The Fan will come back with a whip around. Ton going on in the world of sports last night. Got a big fight coming up tomorrow. Got the Preakness, as we said, number 148 tomorrow at Pimlico. This day in Orioles history was pretty fruitful for the Birds. Yesterday, not so much, losing to the Angels 6-5. Now start a three-game series, I should say. Part of a six-game road trip. It's in Toronto, then it's off to New York, taking on the Yankees, and then the first-place Rangers come to Baltimore. So an interesting next few for the Orioles, who still have the second-best record in Major League Baseball.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Vinny and Hades Whip.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for the whip around here on this Featured Artist Friday. Whip around brought to you by Box Hill. Delicious crab cakes, food all around. And I don't know if we talk up the fact that you can go there and get that crab cake, eat a delicious pie, maybe a burger. Drink a nice cold beer, too.
Oh, yeah. They have beer there.
Yeah, you can go in there and get the full experience at Box Hill, bringing us the whip last night in the NHL East Finals, Game 1. Well, let's just say, ladies and gentlemen, if you were there or you watched it on TV, you got your money's worth.
Brent Burns with 15. Bennett keeps the puck alive. Kachuk with a shot. He scores! Matthew Kachuk with 12 and 7-10 seconds remaining in overtime number 4.
Kenny Albert, TNT with the call. 3-2 was the final score as Florida beats the Hurricane in Carolina. They lead that series 1-0. But 4 OTs, Vinny.
Yeah.
We're talking 2 full games.
Yes. And another period.
Yeah, so it was wild, zany stuff. And we're talking off the air, the goalies, they were. Let's just say they got paid and paid handsomely. Well, maybe you should look for some overtime pay.
Well, the thing about it is with the goalies, Bob, I mean, because they're on the ice the whole time. And Bobrovsky, the Florida goalie, he had 63 saves, gave up 2 goals. He was on the ice, time on the ice, 139 minutes, 47 seconds. So basically 140 minutes, so two games and a quarter. And the same with Anderson. He had 60 saves for Carolina, same time on the ice. But, Bob, I mean, what are the odds that these goalies because they're playing again tomorrow, you know, and they just played, you know, because one of the guys on the interview after the game, he was being interviewed, he said, yeah, I'm getting on the 2:30 bus back to the hotel, 2:30 right. In the morning bus.
I mean, you get that one day buffer, but that's a lot of ice time, as you said, and the physicality of the game. I mean, dudes are probably, it's like, I'll use it, Norm, as a drinking comparison. You get all blasted on a Sunday. You don't feel right again until Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing all of those players tomorrow they'll be energized and all fired up for puck drop, but I'm assuming some fatigue is still going to be lingering because it's a long season anyway.
Oh, yeah, dehydrated. Oh, you know, if they were going to have a morning skate or something today, canceled. You know, they're not getting on the ice today. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of ice baths and those kind of things to get themselves ready for Saturday.
Yeah, game two, as Vinny said, is coming up tomorrow night. So you want to check that one out tonight.
Yeah.
The Western Conference Finals, or the West, as they say. It's Dallas at Vegas, 8:30 puck drop there, as this one is anticipated by a lot. Vegas trying to get to their second Stanley Cup, and their they've been in existence since 2018, so that's 5 years, I guess, six seasons.
Right.
So they've been in existence for, they've been in the playoffs every year except for last year where they barely made it. I mean, this is a pretty impressive beginning to your franchise,
well, and
to say the least.
And the thing about it is, Bob, I think they have maybe like three or four guys that were on the Stanley Cup team in, what was it, 18 or 19?
They lost to the Cavs, 18.
Yeah. So they've totally redone the team, and Jack Eichel was a big part of that. You know, so tonight's series, I'm looking forward to tonight's series. And it'll be a wild... Last night was a wild atmosphere in Carolina. You know, I mean, they have that hurricane, you know, siren that they have of, you know, popular person in between periods crank up. And in Vegas, they, if you, folks, let me just say this. If you don't really like hockey, just watch the beginning, you know, the entrance and all the stuff, because in Vegas, they put on a show before the game. So if you're going to just check that out, if you're going to flip over to the basketball game.
But it's serious. If you think about this, though, and we're old enough, obviously, and you follow hockey, if you played it, and you've followed it your whole life. But the evolution of the sport where 40 years ago, if you would have said Florida, Carolina, Dallas, and Vegas are the Final Four, I mean, no Canadians, no Bruins, no Rangers, no Flyers. I mean, all these historic teams. Or gone by, and the Canadian teams, they haven't won a cup.
30 years.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then now, Bob, I don't know if you saw, like, Arizona, look, the Coyotes, they got voted down for their stadium.
Yeah, I think they're playing at Patterson Park next year.
Yeah, well, Patrick Mahomes tweeted out, Kansas City Stars or whatever would look good, you know.
They used to have a team, wasn't it? The Arrows or something like that.
So, the person who's like the PR person for Arizona, she tweets back to Patrick, you know, don't worry about the Coyotes. You need to worry about your brother in jail.
That is kind of a, that's, all right.
She got blasted.
Yeah, that was a little below the belt. But what his brother's accused of doing was, you know, pretty deplorable. But I'm guessing he was just kind of a lighthearted, you know. And then she's like, well, yeah.
She came with a hammer.
He wasn't looking. He got hit upside the head. It's like in the Untouchables where Al Capone bashed that guy in the head with a bat as a team. Bat, 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 bat. Everybody's enjoying their lobster. It's Vinny and Eddie, 105.7 The Fan, the whip around. Western Conference Finals NBA took place last night. The Lakers, they were winning. And then a guy in particular got really, really hot in the fourth quarter.
Murray already 8 points here in the fourth quarter. Finds Jokic. Back to Murray. Shot clock winding down. Puts up a three. Bang! Jamal Murray once again from downtown.
Jamal Murray, 23 points in the fourth quarter. 37 overall. Even did on one of his threes a bang. So he looked at Mike Breen as he was going back on defense because he said after the game, hey, I grew up listening to Marv Albert and Mike Breen. I wanted to channel my inner. And he did as he went off. And I said before the series started, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, that Jokic and LeBron are going to do their thing. Who's going to be the Batman? Yep. Or the Robin, rather. And, you know, Anthony Davis has had his Robin where he can be Batman when he wants. But Jamal Murray stepped up in a big way. So Denver now leads this series 2-0. It goes to L.A. on Saturday night. But we talked about it, Vinny, in the first segment. Mike Malone's like, do we have that, by the way? Where Mike Malone's like, the whole narrative was about
The Lakers.
The Lakers. I mean, not us. You know, the number one seed. You know, we're winning things. And everybody's talking about the adjustments they made in a loss. Yeah. And how we need to worry about ourselves coming into the next game.
We do not, but I think you just summed it up.
Yeah, he's like, we were having a guy in Jokic doing historic things. It's his 13th playoff triple-double, which is one of the best in the history of the NBA. And the ESPN is what he's basically saying, is coming on and everybody's melting down over what they're not doing and what we are doing. It's insane. That's why I hated the Lakers. Anyway. Big fight tomorrow night, Lomachenko, Haney. I'm going to predict here on the air that Haney wins. No relation. Again, I wish he was. I'd be like, hey, dude, am I sitting ringside or what? And why don't you lend me $2 million so I can do some things with my take care of some things. Get a new lawnmower, for instance. But I'll go Haney by unanimous but close decision. Because Lomachenko tends to start a little slow. I don't think that will be detrimental to him. If you want to disagree, you can. We'll do our Preakness picks later in the program. This day in sports history, May 19th, speaking of the Preakness, 1973, 50 years ago today at Pimlico, Secretariat wins the Preakness Stakes, second leg of the Triple Crown, 2.5 lengths over Sham. That day, the clock malfunctioned, so they never really got the official time.
Really? That wasn't in the movie.
Can't believe everything you see in a movie, Vin. I mean, that whole Lakers Showtime thing, they had them losing games they never lost, but it is what it is. But 2012, at the behest of the Penny Chenery family who owned Secretariat, they did films and timed minute 53, which is a track record. He winning the Derby, Preakness, Belmont, Secretariat, Big Red. Set the track record in all three races, which still stand to this day, 50 years ago.
Damn.
I remember that as a kid. I was 8 because he was a rock star. I mean, you turn, it's Walter Cronkite, and Secretariat would be like the main story.
Yeah.
That's when national news kind of glorified, instead of ESPN making, you know, the big story of a team that lost the game, they would make rock stars out of the appropriate people, or horses in this case. So that was 50 years ago. 44 years ago, Spectacular Bid won the Preakness Stakes by 6.5 over Golden Act. Spectacular Bid lost to Belmont because he stepped on a pin, hurt his hoof, faded down the stretch. But the big story here, Spectacular Bid was owned by the Meyerhoffs, Maryland, ridden by Ronnie Franklin, Baltimore. So there was a lot of Maryland ties, and he just finished a second and a half or second off of Secretariat's track record.
Wow.
So Spectacular Bid with a ton of Baltimore connections won the Preakness 44 years ago today. Real quick, 1973, Orioles beat the Red Sox 3-1. Paul Blair hit a home run. 1979, Orioles beat the Blue Jays in Toronto. Lee May hit a two-run bomb. 1983 in Toronto, Orioles beat the Blue Jays again. Dan Ford hit a two-run homer, 2-1. In 2012 for you, Norm, because you were alive. Down in D.C., Jonesy and Nick Markakis both went deep. Robert Andino had two ribbies. Jason Hamill improved to 5-1 as the Orioles edged the Nats 6-5. Keith Kavanaugh's next. Funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw coming up in a matter of minutes. And then news from the Nets coming up at noon. Buy or sell. Where's our betting money? We'll find out at 12:15. And then Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com. We'll preview the Orioles and Blue Jays with him. Later on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Show.
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Bruno Mars, Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. It's featured artist Friday. Want to hear something from him? He'll be at the Preakness Stakes tomorrow. He's the infield entertainment along with others. So we got another couple hours plus to jam out to this guy. Remember, he did the Super Bowl.
Yep.
A couple years back, and you know, I didn't really know much about him, as I said yesterday, but I was impressed. Not that he needs my approval, but usually if I think you suck, I'd change the station or walk away from the TV, go do something else. But I was kind of hanging around for a little bit, just like our listeners do on Fridays, because he joins us from TerrapinTimes.com. He's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, what's happening?
Guys, I lied last week on our show.
Wow, what happened?
The new offensive line portal transfer from Elon/Duke, Mike Purcell. He's only going into his seventh year. Huh. I said eighth year. So Pops Purcell going into his seventh year, which may still be a record.
Well, still, and for people that did not hear that report, explain who he is and why, as advanced as his age may be, he's an important get for Mike Loxley's football program.
Yeah, that was on the midweek's update when we talked about Matty Troy, the basketball pickup. But Purcell is key. You know, he's spent 7 years at Elon, 4 months at Duke, and he arrives at a need position, offensive center, is Terps lost Colton Geary to the portal. So he'll compete with Eric Harris, but be a backup piece. And I know Vinny's going to ask me football. The only new news is, you know, they did lose their first commitment, Tyreek McCant, last week, the three-star athlete from Florida. He's already decommitted. They had five, so they have four now. I thought his commitment was a bit early and compulsive. He kind of did it on a whim. And with some of those Florida kids, you never know what's going on. But football staff is all out still recruiting this month, and basketball open period just began this weekend for the men and women. So a lot of recruiting going on, but just wanted to clarify, Purcell's only been a 7 year college vet.
Well, that's all very touching, but as we look at football, the way the roster's put together right now, Keith, as we are, what, since June, July, August, we're about 3 months away from the start of practice for the 23 season. Strengths, weaknesses, concerns, and any maybe issues with possible attrition, because you can add, right? But you can still enter the portal anytime you want, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
No, that deadline was April 30th for entering. Now, you can still choose a school, but you can't jump in the portal. Basketball was, what, May 13th to enter the portal. But there's still guys out there shopping for a new home. So right now, you know, as we discussed after the spring game, the only position I really saw problematic was the O-line. You got three or four new portal plug-and-play guys who just didn't light the world on fire. I love what some of the portal D-linemen like Phillips and then Fuller did in that game. Obviously, it was a very regimented, controlled, situational-type scrimmage without, you know, blitzing and hitting the quarterback. But I think all the other positions have been pretty well addressed, be it portal, be it high school kids. Many will have an immediate impact, and or returners. But the O-line's got to get square, because, you know, they have a stable of running backs, a lot of talent there, but they got to clear some holes.
All right, talk about the basketball incoming center transfer out of New Mexico State, and there are some local ties, I guess, as well, Keith, for people that don't know.
As we discussed on Wednesday or whatever, Matty Traore, it's always good to give you and fans a visual. So picture Jules Kamara. Remember him from Kentucky?
Yes.
A few years back. Now, unfortunately, in recent years, he's run afoul of the law, and I think he's in jail. But I digress. But that type of long, lean, athletic, finesse big at 6'11", who can step out and hit threes, but he can also rim protect, run the floor. He's only a rising sophomore, had a very circuitous route to Maryland. Too many schools and places to mention all over again, but most recently, New Mexico State. But that ends their portal shopping on the men's side. They're all full up now. He won't come in and start, but he's going to give you more length, athleticism, upside on the front court. And this is going to be a team that's going to go, go, go. You know, they're going to be quick, long, athletic. Still lack that true low post, back to the basket, five man. But a lot of athletes, and team him with Juju, and they're going to get up and down the floor among all the others with the way this team is composed. But they're done now.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, we're going to let you go enjoy your Preakness weekend. What else is happening down at College Park, as we have women's lacrosse, I believe, and the baseball team doing some stuff here?
Yeah, unfortunately, and two quick things. Unfortunately, both lacrosse teams eliminated first weekend. Not great. Defense was a sieve. You know, a lot of youth transition. Benson gone for the men as OC really hurt them. So they both exited weekend one. Baseball, huge five-run ninth inning last night to beat Penn State. Number 20th in the country, 17-15 win. Big bats, but pitching very spotty, so we'll see how far they can go. And one quick housekeeping note. Next Wednesday night, we're going to have a fun Babe Ruth Museum fundraiser. And Terrapin Times recruiting Chalk Talk, led by me, up in Vinny's territory, Wednesday night at the Barrel House in Falston, 5 to 9 p.m., and Inverness Brewing tap takeover. So, Vinny, you have no excuses. I'll come pick you up if you need. It's about five blocks away, and we'll see you there. But beyond that, everything's good. Barrel House in Falston. Talking recruiting, you know, the coaches can't talk recruiting in specifics, but I can. So we'll have a lot of fun with it. And Maryland softball is the number one seed in the softball NIT equivalent. They didn't quite make the NCAA, so they've had a great year, too. So all's good beyond the lacrosse snafus last weekend for the men and women whose seasons are done.
Keith Cavanaugh, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Keith.
You too, guys. See ya.
There he is, Keith Cavanaugh. Going to hang out with you, Vinny, at the Barrel House on Wednesday.
I got to find out where it is.
Google it. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip to the Fun House. Forget about the Barrel House. We're going to the Fun House with Nolan McGraw. Then we got news from the Nets coming up at noon. Talk some Ravens. Preview OTAs a little bit as it starts on Monday, anticipating the return of a lot of fancy and familiar names. Buy or sell 12:15. Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com at 12:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I suck at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 Fan.
Bruno Mars, featured artist Friday. Anything you want to hear from him, he's going to be at the Preakness tomorrow. Pimlico, the 148th running of it. By the way, I lost the first race. I had the 3 and 13 exacta. It was the 6 13 exacta. Jewelstone was actually the winner. It was the 4-5 favorite. Battle of Normandy finished second. Jewelstone, by the way, offspring of American Pharoah. Triple Crown winner from 2015. So there you go. 9 minutes away from race two, and I will proceed with caution as I try to win myself some cake. I'll be betting throughout the day up until 2 o'clock, trying to win some money. Again, send your picks in for us for the Preakness to the Plaza Port text line. News from the Nest coming up next. Buy or sell, 12:15. Talk Orioles and Blue Jays with Rich Dubroff. Also look back at yesterday's loss that should have been a win, probably on a couple of different occasions. But he's Nolan McGraw. Quick draw, what's happening?
Doing pretty good. Glad you guys survived without me yesterday.
It was tough.
Sort of.
It was tough.
There was one mistake. I'll own up to that.
Yeah.
The reason Mike Harmon did not join you yesterday was 100% my fault. I gave Stone the wrong number. So it happens.
Hmm. Well, it was 0% my fault, and it was 0% Vinny's.
Right.
And turns out it was 0% Stones and 0% Mike's. It's all about you.
Yeah. Well, you know, of all the guests it could have happened to, I said, you know what? I'm sort of glad it was Mike. It's understanding. We had a good laugh about it yesterday afternoon. So
yes, he's
no harm, no foul.
He's much different off the air than he is. He's a pit bull on the air, off the air. He's a very pleasant and enjoyable fellow. I find him pleasant and enjoyable on the air, too, but you get the point. So where were you yesterday, by the way, for people that want to know?
It's at the bank handling business, big business. Wire transfer for the condo purchase today. I was telling you guys off air, the most stressful day of my life. Felt like I was handling nuclear launch codes, being tasked with handing this money over. And the banker says, all right, I typed all these numbers in. I'm going to print it out. You look at it. And if it looks good to you, you sign it. I'll hit send and it's gone. So make sure it's right. And I sat there each and every letter and number, second by second, counting it over. And I didn't relax until I got the confirmation text like 3 hours later. Hey,
were you by yourself, Norm, or your dad go with you?
No, I was by myself. But yeah, a couple hours later, it texted me, say, title company's got it. You're good to go. And I could finally breathe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again. Yeah. And today you sign all the paperwork?
Today's signing day, yep, 3:30.
Yeah, get ready for that to last about 2 hours.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
No, it's you'll be signing a lot of papers. You don't even know what you're signing.
Right.
You're just like, by the end of it, you'll just write a line through it.
I need one of those like auto pens. That what all politicians and certain celebrities, they have like an auto pen signature or a stamp signature.
Well, do what you got to do.
Oh, a stamp, yeah.
Yeah.
We have time to get through the funhouse?
Yeah, we got time for a couple.
How about we do that real quick?
Quick draws, funhouse. The rudeness. Tunis, Tunis text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, give them a call today. 443-348-8812.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here, Texter says, when are you guys going to realize that the manager, Brandon Hyde, is not running this team? GM Mike Elias has his hands in everything, the lineup, the pitching staff, bullpen, every decision, and goes on top of that, says he's not going to make any big trades midseason or sign current guys to contract extensions.
Okay, well then we might as well just give up then.
Right.
Just shut her down. Look, I talk to people that cover the team on a daily basis, and they assure me, is Elias's input there? Sure. Does he fill out the lineup card, master of puppets style? No. Brandon Knight still is the manager of the team. I think that's a big misnomer.
To that point here, Mike texting in says, do the people that are complaining about Hyde's lineups not realize that it's working? The Orioles have the second best record in the American League. Obviously, he's doing something right.
Well, that gets lost when you lose a game that you should have won, but you lose one nonetheless. Hey, this football mentality. Oh, my God. And you harp on it for days and days and days. Look, they could win 2 out of 3 in Toronto, which would be another series win. By the way, they didn't lose the series. They split. Toronto just lost 3 of 4 to the Yankees at home after they swept Atlanta. I mean, it's a long year. I mean, the second best record of baseball coming up to the Preakness. Nobody saw that happening. And now that it is, it's not good enough to some people. When they have like a 10-game losing streak, we'll all start getting pissed off together. How's that sound?
They've just raised expectations, that's all, man, which is a good thing.
Right, which I've said 1,000 times.
Otherwise, Bob, nobody in past years, nobody was even listening right now about the Orioles. They were already out.
This one here from Corey talking about the Ravens, Lamar, his presence.
Let's whine about them for a little while, shall we?
Well, Corey says, I'll never be mad about an athlete missing a voluntary practice, a voluntary event. And he doubles down here, says the league should get rid of voluntary mini camps altogether. I don't know about that.
Well, they've gotten rid of a lot of stuff and made it a lot easier for these players. It used to be, I think, like a couple weeks longer.
Two-a-days than training camp?
Pads?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, you get rid of voluntary camp. Hey, have fun with two-a-days again then.
Yeah.
You don't play in a preseason. How are you going to prepare your team?
Plus, right? a lot of these, especially the young guys and stuff, they need it. And like, look at teams with new coaches. And with the Ravens, new coordinators. You've got new head coaches, new coordinators. It's really not fair. You know, you'd be going in and start training camp, and the other teams are up, you know, rolling, and you're just starting.
That's it?
I just realized we went a little long there.
Oh, we did? We went long?
Well, it's already 11.
It's Friday. We can do whatever we want. I've already lost a race here in Pimlico.
We got golf updates. We're going to be behind the clock all day. All day we're going to be.
Clock integrity, Chuck. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the desk. Going to talk about those Ravens who have made playoffs 4 out of 5 years, but I guess not good. Well, they do kind of need to win a Super Bowl here sooner or later, I guess.
It'd be nice.
And then we got buy or sell. We'll preview the Orioles and Blue Jays with Rich Dubroff. Speaking of the Orioles and Blue Jays, Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts tonight at 6. Me and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick getting you ready for that matchup. This game is on Apple Plus, so surge accordingly. How's that sound?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.